This is Exclusivia.
Read It For Me, founder and CEO Steve Cunningham shares the story of why the company started summarizing business and personal development books and big ideas.
How the company came about was basically by accident. I usually start my story by telling people I was a lawyer for exactly 1 week. Or if anybody knows anybody who has been through law school or who's a lawyer, they'll tell you that law school is basically 3 years of reading hundreds of pages of stuff a night and then going back to class the next day, getting ready to be grilled by the professor in front of all your friends and classmates. So you get very good at finding the pertinent information and a lot of pages of stuff very quickly and summarize them basically for yourself every day. So when I got out of law school, I joined the family business. At the time, it was a signage and manufacturing company. And I decided that I wanted to get into the marketing space. And this is around the time when social media was starting to become a big thing for business. And because I was old enough to look like I might know something about business and young enough to look like I might know something about social media, it was very easy for me to get speaking gigs talking about how to use social media for business. And I went around North America giving talks, keynoting events, presenting to groups of CEOs around social media. And because it was so new, it was very easy to get meetings with CEOs and VPs of marketing out of that. And I would go to these meetings, and as I quickly found out, free consulting is usually what happens in those sessions, and growing your business with free consulting is a bad idea. But as I was going into these sales meetings, I would notice that each person I met with would have a stack of books either on their desk or on their shelf. And doing a little bit of rapport one-on-one, I would ask them, what did you think about that idea from this book and this idea from that book? And around that time, I had been just reading as many business and personal development books as I could because my father made me the president of the company that I was working at, and I knew nothing about business. So I had read invariably one or two or three of the books that were on the desk of these executives. And so when I asked them, what did you think about this idea from that book? They would typically stare back at me with a blank look on their face and then sheepishly admit that they hadn't read the book. They intended to someday, but they had a to-do list a mile long. They had soccer practice after work, and they just never get around to reading the book. And because I had been copying what I did in law school, I had been summarizing these books on my own just for my own benefit. I said, well, what I'll do is, just a nice thing to do, is I'll send you my notes. And those people started to ask me if I could keep sending them to them. And eventually we figured out that if we were going to get any social media business, we would need to provide a case study to them because nobody wanted to be the first person to sign a check for social media consulting when nobody had proven that it would work. So we thought, we're going to create our own, basically, content marketing strategy when nobody was calling it content marketing yet. And we would turn the summaries that I was creating, we would create a quick animated video, and we would pass that around, and hopefully people would pass that around to their friends and their colleagues, and that would drive traffic back to our website, and we would close more marketing clients. And so it worked. It worked very well. Lots of people started visiting the site, and then we started to get questions like, how do I pay you to keep doing this? And we would tell them, don't worry about it. This is social media. It's free, and you don't have to worry about paying for the summaries. And they said, well, you don't understand. What we want you to do is to keep doing this, and we're worried that if you don't have customers, you're not going to keep doing it because we love your product, so we want to pay you. And so I was a slow learner, and I eventually realized that maybe there was a business there, and we put up a PayPal paywall to see if people would start paying us. Lo and behold, they did. Then we thought, well, that was fun. Maybe we can get some corporate customers, and I cold emailed Tony Hsieh, who was and still is the CEO of Zappos, and asked them to buy it for their company. And I didn't know you were supposed to not cold call and cold email CEOs of big companies, but it worked. And we got our first corporate customer, and it's basically grown organically on its own since then.